these three new projects in addition to Tipi Moza from the Rapid Housing Initiative. Now, this was only made possible through federal government funding, and I understand also some provincial funding was part of this as well. Talk about how this funding is going to make a huge difference.
Well, I mean, I think in an issue like this, it requires partnerships of all three levels of government. So when we're talking about these projects, there are city funds that have been brought forward. It was the city that bought a couple of these properties, and then the province has come forward with funding in a couple of projects and the federal RHI funding. I think it just shows that no one level of government can solve this on our own, certainly not cities. So being able to have that funding and partnership with upper levels of government is critical to be able to make progress on such a difficult and complex issue.
And of course, there's more developments to come. I know at a recent meeting, the talk was about deciding on a new site for the outreach care and all of that. So there's definitely a lot more to come from what I'm seeing in these developments.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's a priority that we need to address, and so I think that what we're seeing are I would call them historic investments, certainly on behalf of the city and other community groups, upper levels of government, and other private partners, all kind of joining in together to try to tackle this and to be able to offer the housing and the supports that these people need.